Joining us now in studio is Bradley Frago, who is a local attorney, and we have, as we had mentioned earlier today, has accepted a new position. I guess it's not a full-time position. You're still an attorney, but you're with the American Minnesota Bar Association, the family law section of it. You are the new chair. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Let's talk. Find out a little bit about yourself. Tell us who you are, where you came from.
Sure. Well, I moved around a lot as a kid, but then I came to Northfield to go to college. I went to Carleton, class of 88, so I just had my 30th reunion this past weekend. Fell in love with Minnesota, fell in love with Northfield. I remember telling people that I would like to live in Northfield someday. I was telling people that in college. I didn't realize I'd be back in Rice County just 7 years later in 1995. And I took a job in Faribault because it was close to Northfield. Mm-hmm. It was a family law. I didn't even know if I would like family law, but it was close to Northfield. So I took that job. Turns out I love family law. I really enjoy helping guide clients who are, you know, a really tough time in their life. Mm-hmm. People come in, they're kind of at their lowest point, and they almost always leave, I think, in a better place. And so I like kind of like the counseling side of family law, too.
Now, since you came back to Northfield, you've taken on a partner in the best possible sense, I guess, most complete sense.
That's right.
You work with your wife.
My wife, Michelle Laswell, mm-hmm. is my partner, and her practice is also limited to family law. Mm-hmm. And we've been married for 22 years. And the interesting thing was when I found out that I was whether my wife is expecting our first child, that's when I decided to quit my job in Faribault. Mm-hmm. I quit my job, which is the normal thing to do, right? You quit your job when your wife's pregnant. And I moved up here to Northfield. And then she was working at Federated Insurance, and she wanted to come back part-time, and they wanted her full-time, so she quit. We both mm-hmm. quit our attorney jobs within the same year.
Wow. And you came back to being attorneys at some point.
Yes. Well, we quit our jobs to come up here. I came up and opened a law office.
To begin your office.
I was
okay.
Where the olive oil and vinegar shop is. That was my first office.
And you mentioned when your wife was pregnant, all this was happening. And I actually have met your son. I interviewed him a few weeks ago here, and I didn't even realize that.
Yes, he's active with the Civil Air Patrol, as am I. And mm-hmm. He got a scholarship from the Minnesota Soaring Club for flight training this summer in soaring and gliders. Mm-hmm. Very excited.
Yeah, it was a great interview as well. We wish him the best of luck. Let's talk about family law. You mentioned before that you generally see people when they're not in a good place, when things are going on with their life that they need some legal counsel with. Some of the things that you deal with, tell us about that.
Well, sure. Family law is divorce and paternities. We're seeing a lot more paternities these days because fewer people are getting married mm-hmm. and fewer people are getting divorced, but people are still having issues with kids and mm-hmm. relationships. And the exciting thing in family law are the changes I've seen in my career. I've been practicing since 1995, and especially in the last 10 years, there's been a big change in terms of the outcomes in family law. And since we have so many families now where both parents are active, both parents are hands-on with the kids, and so we're seeing a lot more parenting time outcomes where the parents are sharing, maybe not exactly equal, but often it is equal, but they're each having substantial time with the kids. The other big change in the last 10 years or so has been how family law, by and large, has transitioned to a problem-solving profession. When I first started practicing, I remember being told that divorce is a lawsuit, and just like any other lawsuit, well, it's not. These are families. And we want the parents to be able to be working together in the future. So we do things early on to help the parents make their own decisions. We use mediation early on. A substantial part of my practice is as a neutral, as a mediator, or doing early neutral evaluations. And so, for instance, in parenting time and custody disputes, I will work with a female child psychologist. Actually, Michelle Millenacher from Northfield here is a frequent co-neutral with me. Mm-hmm. And so we help parents come to their own resolution early on so they're not beating each other up in court, and so that they can co-parent together afterwards.
Well, and that those changes that have come in the last decade, that is a lot of decades in the making. I can recall back when I was a youth, my neighbors next door had gotten divorced, and they had a son my age who was one of my best friends. He ended up moving with his mother to a different state, Michigan in that case. This was Illinois. And he would come back, you know, visitation meant in the summers you go spend a month with dad down in Illinois, or you spend Wednesday night and every other weekend, or whatever the case may be. That's really changed a lot, and to be honest with you, that really sounds like a positive change.
And it's good when parents can live in the same community to make it easy for the kids to go back and forth.
Mm-hmm.
If somebody moved away, say to Michigan, then you might see something like that where the child would go spend time with the other parent during the summer and be primarily with the other parent during the school year. But we encourage parents, if they can, to live close by so the kids aren't in the car too long going back and forth.
Let's talk about your association with the Minnesota Bar Association. And that organization, you're now the incoming chair. I'm presuming you have been involved with them for quite some time.
I have. I've been on the executive council of the family law section for about 8 years before I became vice chair last year. So I guess this will be my 10th year doing it. And I was introduced to the state bar by Gary Vogel, an attorney from Faribault. Mm-hmm. He's a past chair. And so I'm very thankful to Gary for getting me involved, because I enjoy working with the family law section. We have about 1,000 members. Some are more involved than others. But what's interesting is that we work on legislation. So if there are bills that are being proposed in the legislature, we weigh in on them. We sometimes will come up with ideas for legislation ourselves. And so one of the areas which is a perennial topic is a presumption for joint physical custody. And so I was just mentioning that now we're seeing so many cases where there is equal sharing or nearly equal sharing, but there's still some legislators who want to make that a presumption and make it hard for a judge, kind of tie the judge's hands so they have to award that unless they make very specific findings. And that's something that we have opposed, because we think that, you know, every family is unique, and judges should be able to do what's best for each individual family. And the other thing that's been percolating at the legislature is spousal maintenance reform. And that's something where our section took the lead and worked with different stakeholders, people who had concerns, and we passed about 2 years ago. They did pass a new statute that was designed to deal with cohabitation issues, people who are receiving spousal maintenance, but then they start living with somebody else but not getting married, because spousal maintenance terminates upon marriage. And so mm-hmm. sometimes people were living with people instead of getting married. So we heard the concerns, we worked with people, and we got a bill passed.
That's interesting. What passed? What legislative action was passed?
Well, it was an amendment to the spousal maintenance statute that's pretty much just codified. It's put into statute mm-hmm. what different cases had talked about in the past. And so it made it easy for the public, for attorneys, for judges to see what the factors were in terms of how to deal with those cohabitation situations. And we just put it all in one place. So you didn't have to take one piece from one case over here, another case over here. It made it easier for people to understand what the law was mm-hmm. regarding cohabitation.
Now, in that cohabitation, I'm kind of interested with this. I don't know why. It doesn't affect me, just saying. But if one spouse is paying the other spouse spousal support, and that spouse is living with somebody, can that stop now? Was that the end of the legislation?
It always could stop. Mm-hmm. But the thing is, it's more complicated than it might sound at the beginning, because it should matter, and it does matter who that person is living with. Are they having their aunt live with them? Mm-hmm. Are they having some platonic friend who's having a hard time? Are they having to come in? So should their spousal maintenance stop because of that? If it's something that's very temporary, should they permanently lose it? Uh-huh. And so what the statute did was to try to list out all these factors so the judges can do what they get paid to do, which is to balance all those factors.
Mm-hmm. All right. I was just in the frame of mind where it was a romantic relationship. And I guess you probably see just a wide variety of things. That's not always correct.
Yes, I do see a very wide variety, and I represent clients on both sides of virtually every issue.
Mm-hmm. Now with this new position, will you be personally leading the legislative lobbying this coming year?
Thankfully, no.
Okay. Okay.
We have a lobbyist with the Minnesota State Bar Association who does a very good job. Mm-hmm. We also have a legislative committee as part of our section, and they put in countless hours, and they're at the legislature all the time. I will be more involved with it than I had been, just mm-hmm. because I am section chair and everything does come through me. But no, I will not be at the legislature a great deal. I'm sure I'll be there a bit.
Now, we have witnessed a bit of acrimony within the legislators in recent years. The two parties don't seem to get along too well in this day and age. Has that made it more difficult for organizations like the Minnesota Bar Association, the family section of it? Are you getting to the ear of the people you want to hear? Are they working together? Because this goes across all party lines, obviously.
It does. Yeah, family law, thankfully, does not appear to be a highly partisan issue. There's some issues where you might see more Republicans or more Democrats, but the issues involved in family law do cut across the party lines. We have, though, seen some issues. For instance, there was a bill passed out of the legislature regarding a presumption of joint physical custody, and Governor Dayton vetoed it. He did what's called a pocket veto, and he wrote a letter to the stakeholders saying, get together, sit down, figure it out. And so we had a child custody dialogue. This is several years ago, and it spanned a few years itself, where we hired a professional facilitator, we meaning the Bar Association, some other groups that were interested, for instance, in fathers' rights and other types of groups. Mm-hmm. Hired a facilitator, had a multi-year process, and it resulted in us revamping our best interest factors, our statute dealing with child custody. And so there, I think that's where the partisanship might have been helpful, to have the governor say, no, I'm not going to sign this, but figure something out. And we did, and they came together, and we passed some legislation a couple years ago.
All right. Sounds good. Once again, we're talking with Bradley Frago. He is is a local attorney and is now the new chair of the Minnesota State Bar Association's Family Law Section. Have you started that position yet, or is that coming up?
It's coming up July 1st.
All right. And you've got a little bit of a vacation, going to get away for a little bit before it starts.
Yes.
I would imagine hopefully you'll have some better weather than we have here. Once again, we're talking family law. There are some other issues within either the legislature that you're going to be dealing with, or anything else involving family law that you would like to take on in your year as the chair.
Well, I think what I would like to convey to the public, for the public to understand, that family law now is much more than the old stereotype of attorneys writing nasty letters, people writing horrible affidavits about the other parent, that by and large, family law attorneys start off problem solving. I tell clients all the time, I always want to start off problem solving. I'm not going to keep on playing nice if the other side's not playing nice. You're not going to get run over. But we do start off in that mode, and that's been a big change. And I want the public to see that, because I think the public has an idea that family law are just these high-paid people who are just trashing families in court, and that's not what's going on these days.
All right. Well, that's good to know. It's good to know that the families and the children in particular have advocates.
Thank you.
Is there anything else you'd like to mention while we have you on the air?
No, I guess just how glad I am to be blessed to live in Northfield. I mean, again, going to school here and coming back, and as I mentioned, my first office was where the olive oil and vinegar shop is, and my desk was in that front window, and so I looked right down Division. It was a view I loved from my college days, and so I'm just very fortunate to live here, be able to raise my family here, and work here.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for coming in. We certainly appreciate your conversation and your time. Best of luck to you with the the new position as the chair, and if there's anything, maybe we'll hook back up with you at some point in the future.
Sounds good. Thank you.
All right. Bradley Frago, once again with Frago and Laswell, attorneys at law. He is the incoming chair of the Minnesota State Bar Association's Family Law Section.
Some of the best parties start with a cold one on the front porch. You and your best friends kicking back and